From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. It may appear that tides come in and out, but that's not really what happens. In fact, the moon pulls the ocean toward it, creating what's called a tidal bulge of higher water surface. The tidal bulge happens on the side of Earth facing the moon, with a balancing but slightly lower bulge on the other side of Earth. As Earth rotates, land masses come into contact with these higher water levels and the tide appears to come in. When land rotates past the tidal bulge, the tide goes out. The Sun also pulls on Earth's oceans, but since it's so much farther away, its gravitational pull is weaker than the Moon's. However, twice a month, the Sun, the Moon, and the Earth line up, amplifying the gravitational pull on oceans, causing the highest spring tides. A week later, the Sun is perpendicular to the Moon, pulling the oceans slightly towards it and reducing the tidal bulge, producing the lowest neap tides. The distances of Earth and Moon from the Sun vary through time, impacting gravitational forces that influence tide heights. And that's not all. The shape and slope of the shoreline can also affect tides. Long, narrow inlets experience much more dramatic tidal changes than wide, flat shorelines. And high winds from storms can also push high tides further inland than normal. The Moon remains by far the strongest driver of tides, but the Sun, geography, and weather also play a role. I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin with the generous support of Kay and Scott Sheffield and the Hildebrand Foundation. To hear hundreds more EarthDate episodes or to support this program, visit EarthDate.org.